Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. We are live on Loud Mouth Radio. Today is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. For most of you guys out here, probably somewhere drinking and having a good, luscious time already. It's May 5th, 2018, and Loud Mouth Radio is live on your airwaves. Tonight we have an awesome show. Well, I should say this afternoon because it's East Coast right now. And then we're coming into the 3 o'clock hour, and we're preparing for a fantastic show. And today we'll be covering an amazing event, a live event at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. So for those who have had not an opportunity to get into some festivities for the day, maybe you guys can come and be a part of what we're doing. And if you can't join us physically, you can listen to us on air and be a part of the conversation and see just how amazing this event is and how important it is to the community. And if you had not had an opportunity to see the information online, we are at the Hats and Heels and Horses, a derby event live at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And today's broadcast is the third year in which Henry County Commissioner Dee Clemens has founded a wonderful nonprofit organization called She Stands, and it's centered around minority girls in the community. And She Stands initiatives are centered around retention and recruitment of minorities girls in science, technology, engineering, math, and education. And they're looking to empower and enrich girls further through performing arts and a game of golf. Hats and Heels and Horses is a signature fundraiser event to fund an annual initiative. You can find out more information on their website at hatsheelsandhorses.com, as well as She Stems. .org, SHESTEAMS.org. And of course, you are live on Loud Mouth Radio, an informative online radio network reaching listeners around the globe on iTunes, Stitcher, Roku, TuneIn Radio, and all dynamic podcasts that are reaching over 250 million active monthly listeners and over 5 million in car dashboards. So, if you're just tuning in, know that you'll be in for a treat. Because this show itself is being broadcasted live right outside the Metro Atlanta area. So for those who are going to be a part of the conversation, we're going to invite you to call our studio line at 347-826-7520. Right now we're going to let a little music play, take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. And we're here live And we'll have some fantastic interviews. We'll be covering some of the activities. We'll also have some red carpet opportunities to grab some interviews. And just kind of let you know what's going on in the south side of Atlanta today. SheSims.org, Hats and Heels and Horses. We'll be live. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Sonny and Jazzy of Loudmouth TV is taking off with a brand new show, Off the Market, with its first season within the beautiful state of Hawaii, featuring some of the most sought-after areas of beachfront and inner island properties on the island of Maui and Oahu. Tune in to each episode with host Jazzy Jones-Smith as she talks to featured real estate agents as they showcase their open house listings to private homeowner tours where you just might find a house that you may want to take off the market.
We're making sure you're clean and
thank
good
you.
as your fashion.
Insurance Associates Atlanta, formerly Mathis Insurance Services, is an independent agency offering personal, commercial, life, and health insurance products to meet the needs of your business and your family. We specialize in helping you protect all of your assets, whether you're purchasing insurance for the first time or searching for better products at a better price. Feel free to contact us at 770-483-0310. We're conveniently located at 1030 Remington Drive in Conyers, Georgia. Visit us online at insurance-iaa.com.
All right, we are live, Loudmouth Radio, at the Hats and Heels and Horses, a derby event live at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we are actually tuned in right now live in the ballroom here at the Motor Speedway. They have the room decorated so beautifully. If you haven't had an opportunity to take an opportunity to tour this place, this is actually our first time in the ballroom of the Speedway. And I think that this is a great time for those who have not had an opportunity to tune in and be a part of this. Now, it is a little loud behind us, of course. There's going to be a lot of activity, but we're going to do our best to make sure you're a part of this amazing event. And today you're going to see some wonderful things. We're going to be sure to bring some pictures of the red carpet. Some people are dressed in their beautiful hats, and they have their beautiful heels. Maybe even see some Sid Sucker. Definitely the Kentucky Derby theme is in full effect here in the Metro Atlanta. So we're going to, you know what, keep this thing going. And we're going to have some interviews come live. Dee Clemens, the commissioner in Henry County in District 2. This is her nonprofit organization and her annual event that is definitely a sought-after event every year this time of year. So if you had not had an opportunity to visit the website, you'll find out a lot more in detail about this amazing event. And we'll take a quick little commercial break and come right back. And you know what, Jazz, you want to say hello to our fine people here in the radio world?
Hello, everybody. It has been such a long time since we've been able to be on air and cover events to this caliber. We've been busy all over the place, traveling here and there. But this is absolutely spectacular. It's our first Kentucky Derby type of event, which we've always wanted to be a part of. And I am wearing a fabulous hat. Just let me let you know. I wish you could see me. We'll post pictures. Because what is Kentucky Derby without horses, hats, and heels? Ta-da! But we're very excited to be a part of not only such a prestigious event that's being hosted all over the world. People are participating in Kentucky Derby events. But a fundraiser that gives back to the community is always something. As you know, we are huge and a part of. And so we're very, very, very
absolutely
blessed to be a part of the media coverage that's here today. And like Producer Sunny said, we will definitely have Dee on to talk about why this type of event, what is it actually for, and we'll be back in just a little bit to give you those updates. In the meantime and in between time, this is Loudmouth Radio, and I am who? Jazzy Jones-Smith.
Recent auto accident, back pain, neck pain, stress, headache? You ain't chiropractic.
to the approach and pain relief measures for the treatment of auto accidents, slip and fall, sport, and on-the-job injuries, as well as acute and chronic pain. We can be reached at 678-586-3592 and located at 5459 North Henry Boulevard, D.C. in Stockbridge, Georgia. Healing the injured one spine at a time, we can be reached at ewingchiropractic.com.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
On a tight budget, find local savings on loudmouth.com. Find great coupon deals in your area of local restaurants, hair salons, auto, home improvement, contractors, and more. Rate and review your favorite businesses or click and connect them on your favorite social network pages with a friend. Loudmouth.com, the voice for local search, local business, and local savings. Register your small business online today with loudmouth.com, the small business choice for affordable internet and local advertising with plans as low as $65 a month. Create your business mini website profile promoting your products and services. Join the Loudmouth Network and get top placement on loudmouth.com today.
All right, y'all. We are back live on Loudmouth Radio, and we're here at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. And when I tell you, everybody's coming in here looking amazing. I'm seeing some seersuckers, some pinks, some pastels, some beautiful blues. I think this is an amazing time to be out and to have a good time. So I want to make sure that people are able to call in and listen in if you'd like to hear what we got going on. We're live on the studio line, 347-826-3427. You know what? I think I just made up my own number. 347-826-5220. I call myself Jazzy.
The number to call in if you want to talk about what's going on today. That's 347-826-7520.
Oh my God.
Don't
call that kind of day.
Number she just had.
But look, it's that kind of day. It's beautiful outside. Thankfully, it's not raining. Look, it's that kind of day when you have a lot of activity happening and you're trying to pay attention to what's going on around you.
Right. The producer is doing the switchboard. She's doing the let me figure it out. She's doing who do we need to interview next.
Oh, my God. You know what? But the great part about this is that we get to see all the amazing activity right in front of us. And when you're on radio, you kind of paint the picture, right? You kind of have to let them know what's going on. But we're going to definitely do some streaming so people can see what's going on. Everything is amazing today. So if you have not had an opportunity to find out more about these fine people that are part of this event, I know we probably expect to see Commissioner Bruce Holmes, who represents, I believe, District 5 in Henry County. Yeah, one of our police. And shout out to Commissioner D. Clemens. You know, I had to verbally admit this. Sometimes you just don't know sometimes the people that's in your area and what's going on around you. But when you have some amazing people that are doing the work and they're in the trenches, and D. Clemens is the first African-American woman to be elected into the Henry County Commissioners, Henry County, And she's done some amazing things. She's also won a Minority Business Award as the Commission of the Year. So she's got quite a few great things going on, I got to admit. And for that alone, to be invited, you know, as media to cover something like this, is an amazing reason to be a part of it. You know what I mean, Jazzy? Why don't you go out to the front and see what's going on the front end? I know that there's quite a few red carpets.
My producer's trying to have me walk around the hills doing interviews. I don't do that. I stand and look cute and take pictures. So she'll be doing that in just a few minutes. This is the only show that you can tell your producer what you're going to do, because, you know, I get to be the other hand and the diva of the show. So, yeah, I'm not doing none of that. Oh, I'm so terrible. I will be doing that. We are waiting for the Honorable Miss D to come out while we're enjoying this music. I wish you guys were here. We told y'all to come. We posted it. We've been going through so many things and covering so many events and small businesses. But we told y'all to get y'all hats and heels. The brothers are out here, honey, with their hats and their Cole Haans and Timberland shoes, looking like they're about to jump on a horse and do some polo. So everybody is doing such a wonderful job at representing the event itself. But we definitely want to have our – oh, the music is getting crunk. We definitely want to have our honorary fundraiser provider to be the first of our interviews. So we want to take a quick break, and then I will be obedient to my producer. I do want to get paid a cup of coffee. Yeah. So I'll do what she asks in just a few minutes. But well, we do want to have our honorable on to be the first interview.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break real quick and let some music play, and we'll bring some voices over here, find out what they got going on in their world, because we got some amazing people that's moving some shakers out here tonight. So we'll be back. We're live on Lime Out Radio. Thank you.
On a tight budget, find local savings on loudmouth.com. Find great coupon deals in your area of local restaurants, hair salons, auto, home improvement, contractors, and more. Rate and review your favorite businesses or click and connect them on your favorite social network pages with a friend. Loudmouth.com, the voice for local search, local business, and local savings. Register your small business online today with loudmouth.com, the small business choice for affordable internet and local advertising with plans as low as $65 a month. Create your business mini website profile promoting your products and services. Join the Loudmouth Network and get top placement on loudmouth.com today.
About it because we don't oftentimes see as many gorgeous hats unless there's an event. So
Right now we have the illustrious, the most famous, the most beautiful Miss D here, and she's going to tell us how this program started and what she hopes to accomplish with this in our community.
So we are so excited to be here partying with the Purpose for Hatfield and Horses third annual event. And I have a passion for little girls. I'm a graduate of Spelman College.
Awesome.
I know that the solution to life poverty is to empower women. So this is a group of women entrepreneurs that reach out, that make sure that we're giving into our community. And we have several programs for little girls. So this is a fundraiser to make sure that we can send 15 middle school girls to aviation camp this summer,
as well as
we have after-school programs in our elementary school, and we make sure that the girls have STEM on Friday.
Awesome.
So there's no cost to the parents. Everything is funded through this fundraiser, so we're super excited about you all being here with us, Loudmouth Radio.
I know. You know what? We heard about it. I was on one side of the world, and Shanna was on the other side of the world, and she was like, oh my God, Jazzy, this is something we have to cover. And we have spoken earlier in the year to another young lady about a STEM program, so we're very excited because, you know, like I said before you came on, a lot of times in our black and brown communities, we don't get this opportunity.
Absolutely.
And definitely then getting hit one more time,
yes.
The girls definitely don't get it.
Absolutely.
And it's not because we have a lack of knowledge or a lack of intelligence.
Yes.
It's just not always promoted or presented for us.
Absolutely.
So I'm ecstatic about being a part of this.
And I have two daughters. One was on Broadway in The Lion King, and she's totally theater,
yes,
and totally arts, and been in Sleepy Hollow and a whole lot of different things. Then I have another one who's a biochemistry, molecular biology double major.
I'm going to need you to say that one more time. Say it one more time for the people like me who need you to say that slowly so
they
will know.
My youngest daughter is a biochemistry, molecular biology double major at Mercer University. She's here today. And, you know, as a single mom, I had to raise these two daughters. They're very different. One totally loved the arts. The other one totally loves STEM.
Yes.
And so this was the birth of this when I knew that I was about to be an empty nester. How do I make sure that other young girls have those opportunities to pursue their dreams? And just surrounded, our board is just wonderful. They believe in the mission of the organization, and they've just come in full speed ahead. And so we empower each other with our businesses, and then we help give back to those girls that are looking to either pursue art or science.
I'm so excited. Everybody, one more time, I want to rub it in your face that if you are not here at this event, you are missing the fabulousness of our people coming together in business and in community. But you still have opportunity. If you can make it out right quick, come on out, put your hat on, look great. But if you can't donate, how would they donate to
the organization? They can go to shethings.org, and there's a donate button. And it is totally 501c3, so there will be a tax benefit for that.
Awesome.
And we would love to have them donate and give to us year-round. We have a Business Women's Initiative that comes up quarterly that one of our board member chairs, Ms. Shauna, and we are always having something to make sure that we're empowering women in business.
That's amazing. And what are the ages? Like, if I'm a parent, I'm a grandparent.
We
so
take,
I,
we
oh,
take
what
our
are the
girls
ages?
From first grade up to 12th grade.
When I say first grade up to 12th grade, awesome. So if I'm coming in from the community and I say, hey, somebody told me about this program, what would be my first step to being a part of the
program?
You
would go on SheSteams website and just click contact us and send us any questions that you have. One of our partners is LPGA, so not only do we have the arts and the STEM, but we also teach girls golf. And through the golf program, we're teaching discipline.
Yes.
So we are part of the LPGA.
Yes.
This is one fundraiser. Then in September, we'll be having our golf tournament.
Awesome.
So, and we have the next 4 months to get women ready. So those women who don't golf, they can join right now with us
start
clinic lessons to be prepared for that. So it's just an awesome opportunity to be engaged, be involved. And as we say, if you're not serving, then you're not giving.
Our motto here at Loudmouth, we have an outreach ministry as well. And one of the things that we always glean from is Martin Luther King, what are you doing for others? And if you're not doing something for others, take the time, stop right now, pick it up. You want to do something, this is an excellent, excellent program to get a part of. Once again, tell us how to contact you, and we'll let you go because we know you got several people.
First of all, I am Commissioner Dee Clemens of Henry County, the first African-American female to sit on that board, and the Commissioner of the Year for the state of Georgia.
Awesome.
Dee Clemens is my handle name. You can follow me on Instagram, but shethings.org. Shethings.org is what we want you to be about today. Shethings.org. Contact us.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick break and continue on our journey of meet and greet. And we have so many positive and powerful women to talk to about this program. I'm sure it's a a few of our men as well. But we definitely want to follow through with the program being for young girls to be able to rise to their fullest potential in the science department of the STEM department. You know what? This is a continuation of the magnificence that has been going on in the last couple of years to outline and to showcase young girls, period, but definitely young black girls, young Hispanic girls, young black and brown girls, and girls from all ethnicities. It's not just a close-off to us, but it's just a positive thing to have us to be a part of something so prestigious and to be able to be given an opportunity where we're able to do more things. I mean, all of the other professions and careers, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but the inclusion of science is just amazing for us. We've always been there, but we haven't been there in a full, impactful way. So when I tell you, as a part of Loudmouth Radio Network and Loudmouth Media, I am super proud to be a part of the media that is bringing this information to you and allowing you to be a part of something that is just going to continue to grow. 3 years in, guys, when you have something that you're building, the dream that you're building from the bottom up, and you're already 3 years in, and I'm telling you, when you see the pictures, you're going to be like, dang, I miss it. But to see it grow and to become successful, for a person who does events, Loudmouth, we cover events, and we do events as well, professionally with other businesses and other organizations that we both have, but things that we also cover. It takes a lot to put an event together. And when you look around and see how well this is done, see where it is being done, it's just amazing. And we're very proud. So we're going to take a quick break. Producer Sunny, I do know she's walking around and taking some shots and different things. But we want to take a quick break and listen to some of the great music that's being played here during
that's it. Had an opportunity, tune in. We just had Jazzy talking with Dee Clemens on the red carpet. Everybody's wearing their hats and heels. Everybody's looking amazing. We're going to gather some more energy as we continue on with our coverage. Had an opportunity to get here, the Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's still time for you to get your ticket, have an opportunity to be heard and seen. This is an amazing event. If you haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about this event, go to the website, tsteams.org. There's quite a bit of activity out here. We're going to look to get a few interviews from a few folks that is part of this festival occasion. Mm-hmm.
So now, as we're making our way outside, we're going to get some more interviews. Hello there.
Hi.
Now, we have a few businesses that are actually here on location. Let's find out who we got here on the premise. I guess we got a few of the sponsors. Elliptical Edge Natural, Pamper Beauty, Birds Couture Boutique, Loud Mouth Radio Courses on the scene, SteelTechAndGraphics.com. And we're having an opportunity to mingle. More people are coming in the crowd. So we have a few interviews that we're going to be conducting. And some awesome people that we're going to introduce to you guys. SheSeems.org is a 501c3. Mission and vision is to fuel the economy by guiding the acceleration of women-owned businesses through mentoring, training, and networking opportunities while creating programs for young girls to have a variety of experiences and disciples in the discipline of science, technology, engineering, arts, math, and services. Now, I think that Dee kind of spoke on a few of the different programs that they have. She Robotics and She Does Golf, which is two amazing events that take place in partnerships, and they've connected with some amazing people in the neighborhood. So make sure you go online. You can donate to SheSeems.org. Now, as we make our way around the back room here, I see there's some other businesses that are here. How you doing? Is this your table? Okay. I want to get opportunity to speak to you. What's your name?
Audrey Adu.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
Aduwear. Adu Africa, wear it, Adu hat.
Okay, so I see you have a table full of hats here. Now, are you located in the city?
No, I'm located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Let me get my daughter who's located here.
Oh, nice. Okay. So what made you guys become a part of this event?
First of all, I'm very excited by SheSeems. I think that's a great initiative.
Okay.
I have two young daughters, and I want to do the summer camp. And I got connected through the workspace.
Okay. No, you live here in Henry County?
Yeah.
You live in McDonald's? Okay, tell us your name.
I'm Wednesday born.
Say it again?
Wednesday.
Yes. So your mom, you guys have a table set up here. She was talking a little bit about some of the hats and stuff like that.
That's
so,
right.
So you guys are basically vending some of your beautiful hats.
Right. We're kind of collaborating because she's a milliner and I'm supposed to learn this summer. I hope I'm a good student.
Okay.
But in addition, we have West African background. So we put some of our pieces up here that are jewelry pieces and fans. And I have a Queen Mother t-shirt that I designed that has kente plants.
Nice.
To celebrate culture and heritage.
Nice.
So that's all being displayed today.
Okay, what part of you say Africa? What are your ties? Ghana. Nice. Okay. So now, do you guys have a store in? Did you say you're from Louisiana?
Right.
From New Orleans. Okay.
Here.
Okay.
She traveled here to talk to show off her millinery skills.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know that these are designer hats. I actually custom make them.
Okay.
So you will see some pieces I have here where I make sure that they match one another. Whatever their person wants, that's what I design.
Nice. Jazzy, can we come over here and get a little bit of this footage of this beautiful lady Taylor? We want to try to make sure we get some visual effects that are listening to the show, but we want to also be able to allow them to be able to see exactly what's going on in the festivities here. So you got quite a few hats.
These are different.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually allow her to grab some pictures of you guys' table. This is beautiful.
Thank
How long does it take you to do these hats?
It depends upon the hat. And it depends upon the style that I'm going. This is a fascinating such as this.
Okay.
It's less fabric and it's less time.
Oh,
but
nice.
Still, it's an original design.
Nice.
So it just depends. Now,
okay.
This I call my tiger.
Wow.
Very classy.
Yes.
How long did it take?
How long
else? Oh, it actually took about
a day and a half, because I have to stop and think, what do I want? Then I have to color my fabric. I want it to match this.
Nice.
So I actually do the coloring myself.
Okay.
And then I at your hand do all of the details on here.
All right.
The final look out. And of course, we have to put the hat together.
Okay. Now, for you, once you do this, are you doing pretty much like one-of-a-kind
yes.
type of hat?
Okay. Yes, one-of-a-kind. You should not see anyone here with your custom design. I create also sometimes my molds. Those who are in hats will know what molds mean, but I sometimes create, but this is one of my creations.
Oh, right.
So as long as two look good. So.
That's amazing.
And I wanted it to match this particular
for the fabric?
Fabric, right. So many come to me and they bring the outfit, and then I match that.
Nice. Now, are you primarily just in New Orleans?
I'm New Orleans, Georgia, because of my daughter. I have two daughters here,
okay.
So I travel quite often, at least once a month.
Okay.
To come to Georgia with her, with whatever activity she's involved in.
Okay.
Then I have one that's in Carolina, so I go to her, and one in Texas, sometimes it's spread.
Everything out? Nice. So listen, we're going to make sure, we're going to get some footage of some of your creations. They're absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so
much. So tell us how they can find you, and we're going to come back and see you a little bit later.
Okay, I can be found at preacheradu@gmail.com. I'm also a minister.
Oh, awesome.
So
are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay. What's your Facebook?
preacheradu@gmail.com. And the name is Autry Adu, A-I-D-O.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Adu. Hey, guys, we're going to come back. We got a few more people we need to see. Thank you.
Thank you
All right, we are on to our next, excuse me, sorry. So we're going to continue to do our interview. Okay. All right, it's starting to crowd in. There's quite a bit of activity going on, but we are going to continue with our segment. We got the cigar bar going on over here, Life and Time Cigar Lounge. All right. Got a very nice display of cigars. We also have a sponsor, liquor sponsor, it appears.
Yes,
Danny Vodka. Danny Vodka is one of the sponsors for this event, and MK Limousine. Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. I guess we got one of the one of the comedians. Okay, what's your name?
Not one of the comedians. I'm Gerald Kelly. I'm Comedy Central at HBO's and tours, and I'm not just
okay.
Well, I don't want to be interviewed.
Hey, Gerald Carroll.
People know who they're interviewing.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
Can you give him my credit before I interview him?
Well, no, come on over here. You can tell. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Gerald.
Okay.
Kelly. Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Comedian. Yeah.
Okay. You want to
put the bio?
No, because listen, you're right here in front of me. You're right here. So we're going to talk. So my name is Sonny Gerald. Nice
hey,
to meet you.
What's up, love? How you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. How about you? Good. So now I want you to tell our listeners, because we are on radio right now. We are live. So if you would, tell us what you've been on and some of your projects, some of the things that you've done.
Well, the first thing I'm doing right now is this Microphones Up, Guns Down.
Okay.
It's my initiative. I started years ago with me and my sons and my amazing wife.
Okay.
It's predicated for teaching children how to pick up a microphone to spread this gun in a powerful manner to combat gun violence. You've heard it for the Tom Jones Show, the Steve Harvey Show, where the Black, what's the Huffington Post articles.
Okay.
So I have a tour with my sons. I'm 4 years old. 12 years old and 25 years old, and it's four
okay.
of us. We're on tour together. We're on a father and son comedy tour. It's groundbreaking. It's never been done before. First time
okay.
in the history of stand-up comedy is his dad and his sons on tour together.
Nice.
Monumental.
Nice.
And we travel the world doing comedy, and while we're on tour, we do two things. Three things. We make people laugh. We sell merchandise, T-shirts and DVDs and things of that nature. We go out with the money that night, that day, that night, the next day, in that particular city. And we take homeless people from off the street, and we put them in hotels for a night or two. Me and my kids, I teach my young children at an early age how to help, how to become helpers in life. So, that being said, good friend of mine, Kevin Hart, has a network called Laugh Out Loud. I just did a half an hour special with Kevin Hart on his network. It's airing right now on the Laugh Out Loud network.
Okay.
I have a Comedy Central special. I just did a Showtime special about a year ago with my friend Isaiah.
How does it
do? Isaiah's 25, Joshua's 12, and Hunter was 4 years old.
Hey, Daryl,
Hunter's an internet sensation.
Daryl, man. Four, you went back.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
baby.
Got it. That's all right.
My child.
That's good. Got a 4-year-old. That's awesome.
A 4-year-old son.
I'm starting to get into
two daughters. I got a 30-year-old daughter, a 33-year-old daughter, and a 22-year-old daughter. My daughter is she is a clothing guru.
Nice.
She has her own brand called Playback King.
Okay.
Baby King. And my other daughter is a college student. She's playing college baseball. So it's a family thing with my wife and my children. So back to the comedy aspect of it. The tour is called Father and Son Comedy Tour. Comedy Central specials, HBO specials. We're working on a Netflix deal right now for me and my son. And I'm performing at this beautiful event today.
Okay.
I'm here.
Nice.
4D.
Nice.
4D, baby.
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right.
I'm saying the West Coast. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a good time. I'm glad to have opportunity to speak to you and to find out about your initiatives and everything.
Yes.
So how can people keep up with you and follow you?
Well, you can follow me on IG, Gerald Kelly, GERALDKELLY. Facebook is Gerald Kelly, GERALDKELLY also. Twitter is Gerald Kelly, NYLA. Snapchat is Gerald Kelly. Follow me, hit me up, support what we're doing. I got you back. I'll follow you right back.
All right, Gerald. I appreciate it, guys.
We got
Mr. Gerald Kelly giving some love on Live My Radio here at the Hatskills and Horses event. We're going to come up with more interviews and definitely give you guys some showcasing of this amazing event. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank
you. Have a good day. Thank you. See you, Gerald.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all. So we're here. I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to hear some of the amazing people that's here at this event. Now, we're going to mix and mingle in the room. There's quite a bit of activity. If you have not heard it by this point, there's quite a few people that are moving around. We actually have some amazing sponsors that's working the room. Danny Vodka. They have a beautiful showcase set up. I'm definitely going to make sure I try this vodka. I've never had it. Never had an opportunity. So we're going to get some feedback here. I think we have another gentleman here by the name of Life and Times Cigar Lounge. How are you?
Good.
Let's find out a little bit about you. You're part of this amazing event. Now, what's your name?
My name is Castle.
Hey, Castle. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
Now, where's your cigar lounge?
It's in Lithonia, Georgia. Downtown Lithonia, in the city of Lithonia on Main Street.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about how you got started here.
A partner, MJ, had been doing business with D, who puts on the event in previous years. So she asked him to come out again. And I'm just coming out and representing Life and Time for him.
Thank you.
Because he's out of town.
He's out of town?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what's on the table. I see quite a few different boxes here.
Yeah. We have a wide variety of sticks here for you today, from mild to full strength, all the way through. We even have a couple sweet tips, brands from GTO, AJ Fernandez, La Rosa, Don Kiki, and pretty much you have something for everyone on the table here today.
How do you pick a good cigar
from those who have the opportunity to come over here to the table for Life and Time?
Oh, you should expect great customer service and just a little experience, the cigar experience. You know, I'll show you, you've never smoked before, I can recommend something to you, something that I think would please you for your first time out, to the experienced smoker who does this regularly. I have some for everybody. But just know it'll be a great customer service experience and into the cigar lifestyle.
How long have you been smoking cigars?
Oh, my. 99. Yeah, 99.
So what's your take on the cigar world? It seems like there's a huge movement. I was talking to some other brothers in Sawbridge about a week ago about the fact that it appears that it seems to be a very good trend. But I can reminisce and say the Harlem Renaissance.
Correct.
A lot of black men with their beards.
Correct, correct.
Right, so the well-groomed.
Yeah, right, right.
The pride of appearance, and the cigar had kind of intertwines in that.
Yeah, kind of fostered the movement of what I call being a grown man, you know, and the women keep it sexy, you know. I do believe that women are definitely a part of the cigar community.
Yes,
exactly. And it's just a testament to the fact that Atlanta, especially Atlanta, they have one of the largest black cigar markets in the country. The biggest, actually. There's over 150 cigar shops and lounges in the metro area.
They're growing.
And we just opened up January 1st, and there's enough to go around. I mean, that's
right. So tell us where the Action Cigar Lounge is located again.
If you go towards the east side, 20 East, get off on Evans Mill, pretty much take a left, and we're about a mile and a half on the right-hand side. Evans Mill turns into Main Street right in downtown Lithonia.
Okay.
And there's a movement in downtown Lithonia as well for black entrepreneurs in downtown Lithonia. The whole Main Street area is all black business, all black owned businesses. So
that's amazing.
So it'd be nice if guys, you know, come out and check us out, see what we have to offer.
We also do
coffee too.
You're doing coffee too.
Yeah, we do coffee.
Okay. All right.
And that's what we're bringing different to the Atlanta cigar game is. We wanted to keep it classic too. We don't do any percolators or anything. We do all pressed, French press, old-fashioned way to do espresso, not using any machines, and people seem to love it. They've gravitated to it, and we're pushing out a lot of coffee.
That's
at the lounge,
now,
right?
What's the coffee brand?
It's a variety of brands, boutique coffee brands. You know, I want
to. Okay.
Yeah. Variety. On that espresso, there's really only one espresso brand that everybody is at, Cafe Bustelo. That's the main one. But on our other coffees, right? It's a Cuban coffee. And on our other brand.
Coffee kind of
screaming
in the background.
Like, yo, she's like this the whole time, right?
We got coffee handlers over here.
But yeah, man, just love the lifestyle, you know. You don't meet any strangers, and
yeah,
you know, everybody's fam, you know.
That's
everybody's
right.
Fam. What's up, brother?
Well, this is a pleasure.
Good, good. If you need any help, man, let me know.
Hey, you guys, I'm telling you, this is an amazing event. Today, we have had an opportunity to mix and mingle with some amazing business owners.
You like this one?
These brothers over here, they look clean. They got on their fist feathers, bow ties. They got cigars in their hands. They got smiles on their faces. They know they're looking good. They're smelling good. Y'all doing all right today, guys?
Yeah, how you
doing? I'm doing pretty good. We're live on Loud Mouth Radio. We're doing a live broadcast, and we're just mixing in.
What radio?
Loud Mouth Radio. Yeah, so we had an opportunity to talk to a few folks. So is this your first time here at this event? What's your take on it right now?
I'm coming back the next time they have.
Coming back?
Yeah, I need an invite every time.
Yeah, invite every time?
Every time. My name is Quan Norman.
Say it again?
Quan Norman.
Quan Norman. Hi,
yeah.
Quan. How are you? Where are you from?
From here.
From Atlanta? All right. So have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby?
No.
No? So would you think this is something like what you want to attend?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, at least you got some kind of similar version of it.
Right. This is what it would be like.
Yeah.
On the VIP level, though.
I know, right?
Because on every level, it ain't going to be like this at the Kentucky Derby, I guarantee.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand thoroughly. Are you a cigar smoker?
Yeah.
Have you an opportunity to
cigar over there? Nah, not yet. I'm just chilling.
Right. Okay. You got some more people now. I'm glad you're over here. I ain't want to be reaching over your bitch. What's your name?
I'm Kendrick.
What's up, Kendrick?
What's going on? Yeah.
Hey, Kendrick. You know, your namesake don't want a blister now.
Say it again.
No,
nah, I'm Kendrick. No E.
Kendrick.
Yeah, no E.
Okay, well, your brother. You know,
that's
your brother.
Okay.
So, what you smoking? A cigar?
Yeah, it's a hypnotic.
How is it?
It's hot.
Right?
Yeah.
What's your first time here?
Yep.
What's your take on it?
It's beautiful atmosphere.
Okay. So, what would you say to somebody who may not have known about this event, they hear about it, you know, on our radio show a little bit later, what would you tell them that they missed out on?
They're missing out on a lot. Beautiful women, nice cigars, nice drinks, beautiful atmosphere, grown
nice.
Folk style.
Where you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
From Atlanta?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how did you hear about this?
Through my cousin.
Okay. Tenfold put you on, right?
That's right. That's what you're supposed to do.
All right. Now, would you attend again?
Yes, indeed.
All right. I love it. I love it. All right, y'all. Look, when I tell you guys, we're doing some pictures around here. These brothers are clean, smooth. What you drinking on?
This is Blue Moon right here.
Blue Moon? All right. Where your orange flight?
Moldova, which is like Eastern European, triple distilled, 100% grain. We've actually been in Georgia since the end of last year, and we have premium, apple, and peach. And so we're doing three cocktails today. We're doing a spin on a mint julep, like a grapefruit mint julep, and then we have a like an iced tea cocktail. It's called a Bill Shoemaker. And then we also have a hot walker with our apple vodka as well. So you definitely have to try some of those cocktails.
Absolutely.
And then they're definitely doing Tales of the Bar cocktails as well if you want to keep going with Danny for the rest of the night.
Yes, absolutely. So how did you guys find out about the event?
We were actually told about the event with Dee. I'm going to feel bad. Dee Clemens.
Okay, yeah.
So, she told us about the event, and as soon as she told us, we were happy to jump on board.
So you guys have been to Georgia now, say, almost a year?
No, not even. Maybe
not
about
yet.
6 months?
About 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so for those who have not maybe heard about Danny Vodka, where can they find the vodka in the area?
The best place for Danny Vodka would be Tower. Tower Liquor and Spirits, or Liquor and Wine, and then also Green. And then if you still have trouble, you can check our website as well. That tells locations. Our social media, our Instagram will tell you locations on where you can find us.
Social media,
we have Vodka Danny. That's our Instagram, which is usually the best one. It has the most up-to-date information.
Okay.
Our website is DannyVodka.com. And then as far as other information on websites, if you really want to reach out to us, we get back to you within about, less than 24 hours, but info@DannyVodka.com.
Okay, and spell Danny for us so that our listeners don't
have. Oh, no problem. DannyVodka.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. The bottling and I love the bottling and the logo. It's beautiful. So, guys, Danny Vodka is here today. They're providing an amazing cocktail selection. And I'm going to make sure I have me something over here because all of this was good. Can I have a hot walker? I think that'll work my fancy. So today, guys, if you have not had an opportunity to make it down here, it is still time. This event is going on until 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. And if you have not had an opportunity to connect with them, make sure you look us up. Thank you, sweetheart. We're live on LiveMouthRadio.com. 347-826-7520. And we want to continue to keep this going. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows that D. Clemens is doing an amazing event. This has been an awesome opportunity. I want to make sure that everyone is here, is getting an opportunity to be recognized. We got some amazing brands: Loudmouth, of course, The Workspace Boutique, Alliance Strategies, Croy Engineering, Microphones Up, Guns Down, Join the Movement with Mr. Gerald Kelly. And Danny Vaca is also on this, being a part of this amazing event. Some great media partners and as well as corporate sponsors. Life and Times Cigar Lounge at 6947 Main Street in Lithonia, Georgia. They're basically bringing you the cigar lifestyle and experience like no other. Make sure you stop in and check them out with the cigars and coffee. So I haven't had an opportunity to connect to Commissioner Bruce Holmes, but I'm sure he's going to make an appearance here in just a second. But they have now opened up the ballroom, and people are sitting in and joining in on dining. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. We're live on Loudmouth Radio. You know what? If you hadn't had an opportunity to listen to our archives, you can find us on the Roku. We're on multiple devices. So if you hadn't had a chance, I'm going to let Dad to give you a little bit and keep you up abreast.
I don't know what's bothering me. I mean, just because I'm a part of the radio doesn't mean that I need to be speaking to the radio people. I'm cutting up today. I get to cut up every now and then. But once again, everybody, I have said it, and I probably will say it until it's over. This event is absolutely first class, VIP, amazing. And everyone is just stunning. I can't wait to post the pictures. This is really wonderful for me because we have been all over doing so many different things that we haven't had opportunity to cover an event quite like this in some time. And so to do it again is an honor. It really, truly is an honor. We know that sometimes throughout the broadcast it's been a little bit soft because of the music and the DJ. They have a band. A lot of people here, so it has been some background noise, and so we do apologize for that technical difficulty. However, we hope that you are able to hear the excitement in the air and know that this is really a fantastic and a stunning event. We're going to take a quick break. Again, if you want to call in and ask any questions about the program, about the fundraiser, about Commissioner, you'll be able to call us at 347-826-7520. I almost forgot the number. 347-826-7520. Okay. Producer Sunny, it's back to you.
clear the room.
Talk with someone else who is going to grace our radio station right now, Miss Tia. How are you, Miss Tia?
Good. If you would introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay. Well, my name is Tia Duran.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement with this event.
Well, I'm here with Commissioner
Clemens.
Okay. And everything that she does, I think, is phenomenal. I love her platform. I love the She Sims organization. It stands for helping young women, you know, develop their craft, whether it be science or technology, arts or mathematics. I'm 100% here for it. So I support any young woman. I feel today in America, especially black young women, minority young women, let me phrase that, minority young women, we need more encouragement. We need support, and we need to support our young girls with dreams and our women that have dreams too, and they probably put their dreams on the back burner to raise a family or to help someone else. As minority women, we have a tendency to do that, to forget about us and what we love and what we love to do. So Commissioner Clemens is here, you know, and she has her She Sims, and they support that, you know, and they support, you know, having women move up, you know, the ladder of success. And being able to have that support means a lot. learning etiquette, learning how to golf, learning how to networking skills, learning business skills, putting together your business plan, everything that I just listed, Commissioner Clemens is completely 100% dedicated to, and I support it, so that's why I'm here.
So for those who have not had an opportunity, tell us a little history about this is the third annual event.
This is the third annual Hatfields and Horses event. Yes, it is the premier Kentucky Derby viewing party here in Atlanta, Georgia. It is one of the biggest viewing parties in the southeast of the country with over 300 attendees. It's held once a year, obviously. The Kentucky Derby is held on the same Saturday as the Kentucky Derby. And people come together. We have drinks, we eat, we network, we have a good time, we laugh. We have Gerald Kelly here, a comedian, and we have a good time. You know, and we, you know, all the proceeds go to She Sings and help these women do what they have to do to better their lives. So we're here, yeah.
So for those who have young ladies, I had a couple gentlemen over here I was talking to. They have 11-year-old twin girls, and another one has, I've known as youngest since they was 18. I think we have a couple of boys that are adult age now. What's your statement to those fathers who are raising girls? And being exposed to something like this, what would you tell those fathers that may not know about this?
Well, here's the deal. What I would say is I grew up in a single-parent family home, like a lot of us did. You know, I'm an 80s baby, so a lot of us did. And I grew up with just my mom, and I wish I had my dad. Now I have him, but I wish I would have had him growing up. And what I would say to those fathers is that those fathers, the role that you play in your daughter's life is so important. You are the first man that she loves. You set the foundation of how she's treated by a man.
Right.
You know, and you are her protection. So that's a serious job. But also, I honor them, and I appreciate them for doing what they do with their daughters. And I think that they are overlooked. I think it's always about the single mom. There's a lot of single fathers, and we need to give more props to them. So good job to them. Yeah.
Tia, thank you so much. How can people, you know, follow you or reach you, connect to you?
Sure. They can follow me at TT Runs TV, because that's what I do. So that's TT Runs, like running, Runs TV.
Okay. Now, as far as shows, what shows have you been a part of?
I was blessed enough to be a part of the Emmy-nominated Fraternity Corps. I did season 4 of that. We were nominated for an Emmy, so I'm very proud of that. Recently, I just wrapped up Housewives of Atlanta, season 10. Right now, I'm working on a movie with TV1. I just finished another movie with TV1 with David and Pamela Mann. I've done everything from Jerry Springer to Dr. Phil and so on. I can't even list. I forget what shows I've worked on, to be quite honest. I've done a lot, but I've done quite a lot. I just can't remember. But in addition to that, I'm also a full-figured model. I was, you know, blessed enough to be in Essence Magazine and Ebony Magazine. So, you know, I'm kind of a jack of all trades.
Thank you, Tia, so
yes,
much.
Thank you.
Now, I know that there's a few folks that you're going to grab for me.
Uh-huh.
We have a young lady that has a makeup business that's here, as well as we have a few other entrepreneurs, other people that are in civic and government, and we're taking pictures, so... Look, we pause. Why is it when you take a picture, you get quiet? You just stop talking. You notice that? You just stop talking automatically. So, Tia, do you smoke cigars?
I do, but I'm not an aficionado. I haven't had one this evening. When I do smoke, I do like a Java because I tend to feel very lightheaded afterwards.
Gotcha.
So I'm more of a wine connoisseur.
Gotcha.
Yes. That's
and so it. Today you're kind of still in work mode and.
No, I'm about to relax now because y'all about to be done.
Okay. Well, there we go. So guys, thank you, Tia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Okay, go ahead and just tell if you would to have her come on out. Okay, so we'll talk to her inside. Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, let me tell you something. This has been an amazing Saturday. It's Cinco de Mayo. We got precursor of Kentucky Derby. And you know what? I'm very proud of our county. Let me start there. Henry County is representing. Currently, we're on the Clayton County side because we're at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. But we're right kind of on the cusp. Hampshire does fall up under the Henry Clayton County borders. But I'm very proud of Commissioner D. Clemens. She's put on an amazing event.
And this is our first time being exposed to the event. And like Jasmine said, in the beginning, we were right on the interior of the event, so it is extremely loud on the inside, I will tell you that. So a little bit of part of the early part of the broadcast, you might have heard quite a bit of background noise, which, of course, is the band, the live DJ. There's quite a bit of spaces of networking and mingling going on out here. And with that being said, it has allowed us to maneuver around and connect and meet and greet. There's a beautiful ensemble, an entree of food that is being served. I don't know who the food sponsor is just yet, but whomever's been a part of this amazing event and has done what they've done to make this event a success, kudos to you. Loudmouth Radio is very happy to be a part of this event with the media coverage, and definitely even thereafter. We hope to continue to share this information out there because it's for a worthy cause, and it's going to benefit some amazing young ladies as well as women. And it's good to see these brothers out here supporting this event equally. And it's not just a room full of women, rotating. And I think that to see this is an amazing display of, some of the folks that are a part of this event itself every year, the sponsors, the vendors. It's just absolutely beautiful. Ms. D, come on over here. I know that Jazz is talking. Okay. I want to allow her to kind of give a wrap in regards to how she feels things are going. Yes, and she's dressed beautifully herself. Got her hat on with her taupe and her off-white. And yeah, we'll make sure the pictures are equally on display. So today, if you hadn't had an opportunity to connect, we suggest that you do so. And Ms. D, she's had an opportunity today to just, continue to bring about some positive change in her community. And I think it's so important. D, I've been over here talking about this. For us as a radio network, this is a wonderful opportunity to connect. I said I wasn't going to stop talking like you said. It's good. I paused the last time.
I got the band about to start. They waiting on me to do the welcome. I came right here to get the board members, and y'all done stopped me, so I know, look at them.
So good. So look. So we're going to go ahead and let you go.
All right.
We're going to let the band roll, and we're going to go ahead and kind of pull this on in, and we're going to allow ourselves to intertwine and enjoy some of this fabric of opportunity. Now, we're going to try to go inside, see if we can talk to the makeup artist, but it is extremely loud on the interior. But we hope that we get an opportunity to allow you guys to meet some good folks. Hey, darling. I'm going to grab one of your business cards here. Okay, so if you would, tell us your name.
My name is Lammy with Amarose Beauty.
Awesome. Okay, so Tisa, you got to come in and see the makeup girl. Tell us about Amarose Beauty.
Okay, Amarose Beauty is for everyone looking to enhance their look. We got amazing quality products, hypoallergenic, and it is a black-owned business.
Nice. Is this your company?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, where are you from?
I'm originally from New York, but I just moved to the Douglasville area last year.
You brought it to Atlanta?
Family.
Family?
Yes.
That's how it happens?
Yes.
So what's your feeling in your face since you've been here?
It's interesting. I'm still trying to work my way around and see where I fit in.
Right.
I don't really get out that much because I am a mom. I have a 9-year-old. So I'm playing mom and soccer mom and all that kind of stuff. But I'm still trying to fill it out.
So now majority of your products are available online?
Yes,
do
they
online
are.
Online retailing?
Yes, they are available online. And we're actually going to be having a Mother's Day event at Tech Genius on May 13th. And we're going to be showing women how to apply it, how to apply makeup properly, how to apply the lip kiss, the eyeshadow, and the lashes.
Nice. So tell our listeners how they can find you.
You can find me at Shop Amarose Beauty on Instagram, Amarose Beauty on Facebook. I am Lammy on Instagram and AmaroseBeauty.com.
Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. So, guys, we are going to make our way here.
Thank you for your generous support in support of Shoe Team, a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization. turn it over to Commissioner D.
So right now we have the board member, D-Twin, give a remark.
While we're here, and we can't thank you all enough, I'm standing here with the beautiful board of directors of Chief Things. Please join me in giving the board of directors a hand. We're going to hear from our band, the Maestro. Many of you all know our mission for this year and for this event, and we're so thankful to have supporters like you around the United States. We have people here from D.C. We have people here that spent the night in Alabama, here from Alabama that spent the night. And so we thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting this great cause. And I thank the women and the board members that are standing here with me for your hard work and sacrifice. Also, Bridget Head, who runs our girls program. She's around here somewhere. Bridget, are you here? She's around here. We'll call back. But we're going to let the band come in and we'll come back before you. We don't want to make a church service, but we do want to thank everybody, all of our sponsors and all of you. Thank you so very much. The band will start at 5 minutes. We also have Tamia and Gerald Kelly in the house with us. Thank you. So we will have the band. Okay, we want to thank the band, and then Gerald Kelly will be coming soon after that. We're going to be getting ready for the horses. And if you have not started betting, will open at 5. Band will come in 5 minutes. Enjoy. Oh, please, I'll visit the bar, because if we don't visit the bar, then the Speedway won't be my partner next year, so we need to buy some drinks. Okay? All right. Thank you. I'll thank the volunteers.
And our
vendors. Not the vendors, right? So we do have one young vendor's lady. Her name is Lammy. She's 26 years old. She has her own makeup line. She beats most of our faces tonight. And so make sure that you buy her makeup. She's one of our young girls that we want to promote and help her with her science project of promoting and developing makeup products. Thank you.
All right. So we've had Ms. G. Clemens sharing with the room, introducing the board members, and we are going to wrap this live coverage up, and we'll get more coverage and share it on our Facebook page, Live My Radio Network, and make sure you tune in. We'll be available for on demand shortly thereafter.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.